Traveling to another country often means you have to get a visa, and to do that, you usually visit that country's embassy or a consulate. But if you're in Boston and hoping to travel to Thailand, you head for one of our city's famous historic restaurants. My colleague here at WGBH, Caroline Lester, has that story.
The first thing you see when you walk into the restaurant is a massive tank full of lobsters. The air is thick with Boston accents and the smell of America's favorite steamed crustacean. And of course, the sound of oysters being shucked. Union Oyster House is one of the oldest restaurants in the United States. People have been coming here for clam chowder and baked beans for over 300 years. Now, they also come here for visas. Thai visas, to be exact. All thanks to this guy.
Joe Milano. I serve as Honorary Consul General for Thailand in the Boston area, and my region is New England.
He also happens to be the owner of Union Oyster House. It all started when Milano, a lifelong Bostonian, learned that the King of Thailand had Yankee roots. Turns out, King Pumipama Duladay was born in Mount Auburn Hospital back in 1927. Milano had always loved Thailand ever since he first visited right after his tour in Vietnam. So when he learned about the king's birthplace, he wanted to commemorate it.
I put together a resolution to have a square named after King Pumabola Dajadas, and it was approved. It was approved that quickly, you know. And the rest is history.
The square was a hit. Located right in the heart of Harvard Square, across a Kennedy School, the space quickly became a point of pilgrimage for visiting Thais. Overnight, Milano transformed into a celebrated, if mysterious, figure in Thailand. Siamese papers referred to him only as, quote, an American general. Oh, did I forget to mention that? Milano is a brigadier general, too, in the ancient and honorable artillery company of Massachusetts, but still. To get to the consulate, we have to walk through the restaurant. Murals of old Boston cover the walls. Then, up another flight of stairs and into the office.
We're entering into Thailand.
Milano's office is chock-a-block full of memorabilia, a mishmash of old-school Yankeedom and a fancy Thai office.
Carved elephants, baseballs. It's a textile, golden teak, granite stones, a replica of the king's badge. That is a Garuda.
For countries who don't want to pay for embassies in smaller cities, honorary consulates are a great option. They process visas, help travelers and expats who might have run into trouble, go to local cultural functions. Milano's consulate is pretty low-key. New England Thais rarely get into trouble, and if the royal family visits Boston, which they're wont to do, the State Department handles the preparations. But the position is no joke. If you want to go to Thailand for business or visit for more than 30 days, you've got to go through Milano. He says his office, which, by the way, is just a couple of people, hands out 12 to 1300 visas a year. When I ask Milano why he does it, he says, first and foremost, you gotta love the country.
But I do like the theater. I really do.
Once in a while, Milano escorts a royal or meets a big politico or visits the palace in Thailand. During those times, he's a glittering elite. He's on the international stage, even if he's playing a bit part. The rest of the time, he's in his office, stamping visas.
There are very other few privileges, but you do have a consulate plate that you can have on your car.
So if you have the consulate plate, what does that mean?
It's a plate that says, as long as you park legally, generally the rule is that you won't get ticket, you know.
That's a pretty sweet deal in Boston.
Yeah. Can I show you my plate?
It's just a single digit, a number one. For the world, Caroline Lester, Boston.